Alrighty, it's 10:26 on the dot. It's time for us to get into today's Ask Your Man. It's probably brought to you by OutSurance, because when life happens, it's nice to know you have somebody to lean on. Do make sure that you listen up very carefully. We're going to need your help, your advice, and your input. Anonymous, how are you? Welcome to Ask Your Man.
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
Very well, thank you. Happy Monday. Welcome to the show. You love a Metro FM. Talk to us.
Okay, have a man. So we're going through some things now. I've been seeing him for close to 5 years now. And then I'm 16 weeks pregnant now. And I'm very happy. It's something that we both planned. And he said, no, it's fine. It's time for you to have a baby and all of that. It's fine. It's allowed. But now the problem is that he still lives with his ex at his house, his very big house with the other kids. So now he tells me that, no, they're not together and whatnot. But I've got my own insecurities, and now I'm a very emotional person because I'm thinking, is it really true that they are not together? Because when they go on holiday, they go together, and I have to accept it and the situation. And he always says, you know, I'm trying to deal with my situation, but it's been more than 4 years now. Apparently, they broke up, but they still live under the same roof each and every single day. He stayed with me for a while, for like a year or something, but now he had to go back home to fix things.
Mm.
And now what's happening is when I call him sometimes Wednesday because he never answers my call, he says, no, I forgot it somewhere, it was in the charger or whatever. So it's things that I've been dealing with for 4 years, and I made peace with it. But now he says I'm emotional. When I called him this morning to come here, he says, why am I giving him attitude? Just because I'm expecting, he cannot be subjected to torture with my needs. So he says, I've made efforts to make time, but you seem not to value that. And I'm like, oh, I'm torturing you now. I'm the one who's been dealing with you for 4 years, with your situations, and I'm the one who understands. But all of a sudden, when I need help, you are not there to help me. You are not there to be there for me. So I'm really, I don't know. Should I just go back home and chill and raise this baby, or what should I do? Because I'm really at a point where he really needs to decide what he needs to do with his life.
Okay, all right, Anonymous. I just want to get the story very clear before we move into stage number two. So you've been seeing this guy for 5 years, and and now you're 16 weeks pregnant. Congratulations. Yeah. And now he, for the past 4 years, has been living with his ex-girlfriend?
Inverted yes. Promise.
He says it's the
inverted
ex-girlfriend.
Comma, yeah.
And they've been together throughout the duration of your relationship, which is 5 years.
Yes.
And then does he have a child with this other, the ex-girlfriend?
Children.
How many?
Children. A lot. I can't say how many.
Okay. All right. Cool. No problem. And how old are you? How old is this guy?
I'm in my 30s now.
Okay.
I'm 35.
Okay.
Yes.
And he is?
He's 40.
He's 40. All right, cool. So do you believe him when he says he's living with his ex-girlfriend? And if so, why is he still in the same house with her? Did he ever explain?
I do believe that there's no relationship, but I feel like he's not making efforts to get out of the damn house. He must just make efforts and show me. And I'm sitting there with the insecurities each and every single day, but it seems like it's not even bothering him. The only thing he worries about is that I've got mood swings. I'm
okay.
Moody.
Yeah, obviously you are getting moody. I mean, that's hormonal because you are pregnant.
I told him I'm really hormonal, and I've never been through this before. It's my first time, my first experience, and he's trying to make this difficult for me. Like I'm asking him to move the earth for me. I'm not. Just give me a little bit of compassion here and there. I mean, really. And I'm not allowed to feel like...
Oh, no, you absolutely are. You absolutely are. Now, what you're asking for is not impossible, but you are in a very tricky situation. So he's been trying to get out of this particular house with his ex-girlfriend for 5 years.
Anonymous.
I know. please, men must just answer this question and tell me what to do, honestly. Because now, okay, fine, maybe I'm okay with the situation because I know eventually he will move out. That I know for a fact. But at the moment, I'm going through this situation where you need to understand me more. And not just pick and choose how I'm supposed to be happy when he's around. I'm not supposed to be emotional. And when I'm feeling emotional, I must just keep it to myself and cry by myself. And he mustn't know about it. Like, I'm supposed to be his happy place, but can it be my happy place? No.
Anonymous.
I'm not allowed to.
Anonymous.
Yeah?
The only person this guy is willing to take mood swings from him, is his wife that he lives with at his house.
Thank you. I keep saying that. It's like Wamotabi or something. It's like...
No, Hamotabi. Wamorada.
Oh.
Hamotabi. Because they've got kids, right? They're together. They live under the same roof. So he's not scared of her. He loves her. That's why they live together under the same roof with their kids. You know? I mean, he... Let's go. I mean, where do you stay? Did he find you a place to stay or you've got your own place?
I've got my own place.
Okay. No, I mean, he just lives with his wife and kids. That's all. There's no confusion here. The way
it's
I see it.
It's not a wife.
No, Anonymous. Come on.
It's not. I promise you. You know, I always listen to this show. And
okay, Anonymous. It's not the wife.
No,
Quentin,
it's
not the
married.
Wife. Okay, it's not the wife.
He's not married.
Okay, oh, so he's not married to her.
Yeah.
He is not married. It's not the wife. He is not married.
They just have kids.
He lives with... Okay, guys. So let's... What do you prefer us to say? He lives with his girlfriend.
He lives there because of the kids.
No. Anonymous. The problem is that you've been lying to yourself for 5 years. Now you want to lie to us. And we're not going to take it.
And I think we're the truth that you don't want to hear.
Yeah. Look... Even if they're not married, ne? But he's living with the girl, the woman that he wants to live with.
Oh, the kids, guys.
No.
Why are you giving him reasons? He's there because he wants to be there. He's an adult. He's 40. He wants to live in that house.
After 40, you're not even an adult anymore. I don't even know what you call it. He's a senior citizen.
Yeah.
You know? So he lives there with the woman that he wants to live with the family that he wants to live with. And nothing is going to change. He's not going anywhere.
Well, he is, guys. I promise you, he is. He is making plans for us.
No, he's not.
He's been making plans for 5 years.
Yes, guys. It's a relationship.
It took us 5 years to plan for the 2010 World Cup. There were stadiums like so many around the country. When it's taking him 5 years to plan for a relationship. Anonymous, stop lying to yourself.
If this guy
you're in denial. That's it.
Who's in denial, me or him?
You are in denial.
Why?
He's lying to you and he's stringing you along.
He's
been lying to you for 5 years because nothing has changed. And you, the problem with it is that she believes that things are going to change. But, you know, we have been saying for the last 3 years on the show that, you know, if a man wants something, a man will do it.
Yeah.
If a man wants to marry you, he'll bring their uncles. If a man wants to move in with you, he'll move in with you. If a man wants to break up with his wife, most of the time he won't. But he will say he's going to break up with his wife so he can continue to use you.
Yeah,
and string
basically,
you along.
Yeah, with men, there isn't a gray area. It's either black or white.
Yeah, he's been clearly stringing her along for so long. You know, Anonymous even went to the certain extent of they planned a baby without anything else. You know, hopefully we get her back so she can tell us, Hori.
She's there.
Anonymous.
Yes?
When you were planning this baby, were you planning it with, did you say to him, look, I want to get married. I need a husband. I want a father for my kids. Or did you guys just sit down and say, let's have a baby, and then you have a baby? And then now you expect more than what was discussed?
No, the baby was not, let's have a baby. A baby, it was a moment that we built, Korokino, you know, I'm getting old. I really do need a baby. He said, no, it's fine. You can have a baby.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Then it happened.
Who said they were getting old? You.
Both of us, we are getting old.
No, he's got kids. He's got a lot of kids.
Well,
tell us the truth.
Okay,
Anonymous.
Fine. It's me. I want to
exactly. So don't see? Tell us the truth. You don't have to lie to us. You know? You said you wanted a baby, and he said, fine, have a baby. You didn't even say...
Now I'm having a baby.
Yeah, you didn't say we anyway.
Okay, that's fine. I guess I'll just have to have this baby then that I so wanted.
Yes, have the baby that you wanted. You didn't want a man. You didn't want a marriage. You didn't want a father for the baby. You wanted a baby because you were getting old.
Hmm.
And if any woman comes to any man and says, look, I'm getting old. I want a baby. We supply.
Tata.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that's all you want. You want a baby.
But now that you have impregnated me, does it not come with responsibilities?
No. You said you want a baby.
Yes, exactly.
When you go to a fast food joint and you order a cheeseburger, they don't say, you have ordered a cheeseburger, how about these fries? How about this milkshake that you didn't order?
No, guys, it was not like, it's not like we are in a proper relationship.
You are not in a relationship.
You're not in a relationship. If this guy wanted to be with you,
no,
but Anonymous, listen, at some point you need to listen. At some point, this guy, if he wanted to move in with you or marry you or leave his wife and kids, he would have done it a long time ago. He's been planning for 5 years. In the interim, you wanted a baby. He gave you a baby. Now, suddenly you want more. You can't do that. You can't want more.
Want more emotional support.
Yeah, it's a lot. Hey, emotional support is not just...
Yeah, and also Anonymous, you know, just from the outside looking in, there's there's sort of like a delusion that has taken over you. And the most dangerous lies are the lies we tell ourselves. So much so that we start believing those lies and then we create in our minds a reality that is not actually happening. We want to believe it so much so that we start making sure that, you know, in our heads we remind ourselves every single day, even though there are signs every day that this is a delusion.
You know,
Quentin
said something last week and it sounded like a joke, but married men are not going to leave their wives for side chicks.
Married, guys. Please.
Okay, he's not married. Stop saying that because I think you're annoying her.
Okay,
they're not married.
Okay, he's not married. Yeah. The guy with the family and kids, guy is not going to leave his family, okay? He's not going to leave his girlfriend, gay. He's not going to leave his girlfriend that he spent the past, I don't know how many years with, and they've got kids, okay? Going to happen, Anonymous. He's not going to take the emotional abuse from you like he said. Whenever you want to hold him and touch him and cry on his shoulder, no, he's already done that 3-4 times with his wife because they've got that many kids.
Yeah.
You know, he's already experienced the mood swings, plus what comes after pregnancy. Going to be some postnatal depression. He's experienced it already. And you want to bring that to him again. No, he's not. He's not.
Okay, what is my solution now?
The solution is, one, you need to get a grip of your reality.
Reality, yeah.
That's the first thing you do. Okay, this guy is not leaving his family. That's the point. That's your first point of departure. Once you accepted that, you can figure things out. Now you have to know that he's not going to be there throughout, like he's not there throughout your pregnancy. And secondly, when the child is born, he'll probably come, give you financial support, but that's it. Don't expect more. The less expectations you have, the better for your, for your heart.
My well-being.
Yeah, that it was not in the initial... It wasn't in the initial contract, therefore you can't demand it now.
Are you gonna marry me? No, but then you build it as you go along, isn't it?
No, you don't.
Yes, come on, guys.
Yeah, but
you meet your wife. Yeah, I'm gonna marry you. The first day you met her, you dated her for a very long time before you decided, okay, maybe I should just settle down and marry this woman.
You are very right, Anonymous. But then at that same time, that man is not living with a woman and children.
Yeah.
So, for now, the one thing that I really like about you is that you tend to be honest at times. You want a baby. You felt you were getting old. Yeah. You've got everything planned out. It's just you never realized that you wanted to do all these things with a full-time companion. And only now you realize that you want somebody, but you can't snatch somebody from somewhere.
Yeah.
So just deal with that reality that this was not the initial contract and you need to move on with your life the way that you wanted. You wanted a baby. Thank him. He gave you a baby that you wanted. Where were you going to get this baby?
Exactly, from the street, some of
exactly. So, but then now, why now must you actually, why must you paint this guy with a bad, you know?
Girlfriend, I need emotional support. Like I've been, supporting him through his situation.
You should have.
Shouldn't be like I give and take. You give, I take.
No, but that's the thing. Guys,
why must not the rules change because there's a baby in the picture?
No, he does not. Anonymous. He does not live with you. Number one, he lives with another woman. That other woman is number one.
So other woman doesn't exist in his life. Period.
And she doesn't exist so much that he lives with her. That, as you said, he is afraid of her.
He lives with his kids, not the woman.
And he goes on vacation with this woman and the kids. He eats her.
He's the mother of the kids.
He eats her cooking every day. He wakes up next to her every day. He cuddles her every day. And every night he wakes up, baby, how did you sleep?
I slept fine.
Actually, 5 years plus. It's
They've got three kids together, but it's, Anonymous.
Actually, it's even more than 5 years. Because when you've only been in the picture for 5 years. We don't know how long they've been cuddling and been together for.
They are not cuddling.
Oh, okay.
Then. And you are there watching through the window at night.
Quentin, listen. They're not married. They're not cuddling, okay?
And he told you that they are not cuddling. So he faces the other way. He faces east, she faces west at night.
I get Anonymous.
Okay.
Anonymous, okay, you
yeah, it,
deal with your reality. You don't have a man. You sleep alone at night.
Oh.
You have nobody to comfort you. You know, you need somebody. You need friends and family to be with you through your pregnancy. Don't, you're holding this man hostage.
Also, Anonymous, let's just be frank with this, all right?
Okay.
This is common sense. Who stays with their ex-partner in the same house for 4 years? Who does that?
A man who loves his kids.
Okay. No, Anonymous.
Okay,
Anonymous.
All right,
And then this guy only loves his kids. They don't cuddle at night. They're not married. And he's been trying to leave the house for 5 years.
All right, Anonymous. So let's say this. My parents... Wait. My parents are divorced, right? Divorced. Yeah. And my father absolutely adores me.
Yeah.
Was he expected to stay with my mother in the same house for 5 years because he loves me?
No.
Come on, sweetheart. Smell the damn coffee.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the guy's not even lying to you. It's you.
No, he's not.
You are lying to yourself. So stop lying to yourself. And, you know, surround yourself with family. You've got friends. You're pregnant right now. And as you said, you planned to have this baby. It's a baby that you wanted because you were getting old. Yes. You know, you've got a job. You've got your own place. You don't need anyone. This is something that you wanted. So go through with it. Surround yourself with family, with friends. Your baby is coming. And you know what? You might actually meet... You might meet someone. Because right now you've realized that you do want a man in your life. You might just meet that person. Just let go of this one that's not yours.
Okay. Thank you, babe. I feel much better now.
Yeah. Now you're going to enjoy your pregnancy. You said how far along are you?
16 weeks.
Yeah. Guys, I think maybe we should do something. Whatever you want us to do as a team, Anonymous, I think...
Yay!
You know, just to ease, you know, just so that you have someone, you know, with you. We here. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks so much, Anonymous. I'm just like, wow.
She's hormonal. She's not thinking straight. She's realized that she now
pregnant
wants
pregnant women are hormonal. Yes, they're not delusional.
Yes, but look, she wanted a baby at first. She didn't realize that. Only now she realizes she wants a relationship. And it happens. We're human. We're allowed to make mistakes.
Yes.
And she's realized her mistakes.
Yeah,
and
right.
She, 100%. You know?
But at some point, in 5 years, something has to say, this guy doesn't belong to me.
something's got to give. Common sense needs to kind of, something needs to switch on in your head.
When the D is that good and there's nothing that switches on. Like you, people, you know, there's something that we all cling to and we don't want to let go. It happens. And I'm glad that she picked up that phone call because, yes, it took her 5 years to realize that there's something that's not right.
Can you imagine?
But at the end of the day, she's there. She's, you know.
Can you imagine how many excuses she heard in the past 5 years? Why the guy can't.
Not even what she heard, what she's telling herself.
Yes, because that's been the only problem, Jay.
What she's telling herself.
Yeah, she's lying to herself. That's
well,
it.
You know, call us right now. We're here trying to diagnose Anonymous, and maybe there is something that is that we don't know about that she's actually suffering from. If you've been in the same or similar situation, please feel free to call us 089-110-3377 or tweet us at Bonang_M, at @naked_D. DJ Net JJ Sissing hashtag Ask Your Man. It's 10:47. Good morning. It's Monewa. This one's titled "I Love More Than You" on Metro FM. Taking us to 10:52. We're right in the middle of today's Ask Your Man. Call us right now. 089-110-3377. If you're in studio with myself and Ika DJ and JJ right here on Metro FM, what would you say to Anonymous? Let us know. Taking your calls straight after this. Keep it locked. Alrighty, 10:53. Ask your man, what would you say to Anonymous? As if you were in studio with us right now. Got a call from a 35-year-old lady, has been dating this guy for about 5 years, and she's 16 weeks pregnant. But here's the twist. This guy has been living with his ex-girlfriend, that's what she says, for 4 years. They've got lots of children together, and she's complaining at the fact that this guy isn't here for me emotionally. You know, I asked for this baby. I wanted us to have this baby. And he's been saying he's going to move out from this house for about 4 or 5 years, and he still hasn't done it. She wants to know what to do. She's happy, obviously, that she's having a baby, but she just doesn't understand. And Anonymous was very stubborn in reminding us that this guy is not married to the woman that he's living with, whatever it is, you know. So it's very, very sticky, especially because it doesn't seem like she wants to hear anything we had to say. Anonymous on line one, how are you?
How are you, Manu?
Very well, thank you. You're live on Metro. What do you have to say?
Very good. I would just like to say to Anonymous, there is no way that guy will leave his ex-girlfriend or current baby mama. I've been in this situation. The guy that who wants us to date, he's been in a relationship for like 10 years. And all that he wants to do is he always wants me and him to date. But because he hasn't got the premier course with me, he always comes back and say, now let's try it again. And then I'd be like, okay, let's just give it a try for like 2 weeks. But it never works. When I'm, like, it will never work. In Zulu, they say, in the moon to Inonisa, the other part of your bag, because you keep on building somebody else's house with your own time. So the only thing I can say to her is she must just quit. That man will never leave his wife for her, because, you know, she's like a side chick, you know?
Yeah.
And that man is seeing that wife every day. They're staying together. He's like eating. You understand? Like,
yes, yes, life. Yes, absolutely. Were you pregnant as well?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, when I'm like, it was like that dating, and he wanted it to be serious. But I kept on saying, if you want me to be with you, then you need to leave here for
got
me.
You.
Then he always said, no, just give me time. It must serve someone else. Then I always said, no, it's never going to work. You must leave here first before you come to me. Up until
got
today,
you.
He's still behind me, but I never gave him the chance.
Wow.
You know, like, it will never
thank
work.
You.
Like, she must just quit. Like, so
all right.
Somebody out there.
And everybody's saying the same thing. But thank you so much, Anonymous. You're absolutely right. Have a lovely weekend. Thanks for calling.
Thanks,
all right, cheers. I got a tweet here from Unobuhle Mbuyazi. Says she could be so happy enjoying her life than to live in this doomed fairy tale. This 40-year-old Usile Naye. King_Genke says, women, sex is not a relationship. Anonymous, you wanted a baby, not a relationship. Do not mix the two. Sure. I_Lloyd85 says, you are adamantly naive and oblivious to the apparent truth. You are not a significant part of his life, and his family is. Ray's boy says, Bonang, this guy's married. There's no such a thing as ex-girlfriend. Anonymous must get it in her head. Kali Mulukwani says, I really feel sorry for Anonymous. She can't see what's wrong and what's right. Does she love her boyfriend that much? All right. A last caller. Anonymous, how are you?
Good day, ma'am. How are you?
Good, good, good. You love a Metro FM. What's up?
Yes, I'm also in a similar situation with mine. It's with the guy wants to have a baby with me.
Okay, he's married, all right, okay?
Yes, he's married. And I totally agree with all the comments that have been given so far and all your advice that you guys gave. She should get out of that fantasy world. That guy will never, ever, 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 ever leave his wife for her.
Got never. You. All right. Nice and short and sweet. Thank you very much, darling. Have a wonderful week and thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right. Cheers. Bye. Do you want to add, subtract? You know, for me, Anonymous said something very, he says, well, he lives with his, you know, his family because he loves his children. Mm. So if he did love, if he loves his children so much so, why isn't he there for her if she's having his child?
Mm. Yeah. It's not rocket science, is it?
Something to just percolate on, I guess.
Yeah.
Closing comments from you, Naked?
You know, Anonymous, we've been saying, just deal with the reality. We said last week that, you know, we love our wives, never force us to leave our wives. Because, you know, that's when things start going downhill. We love our wives and that's it. Just enjoy your pregnancy. You wanted this child. Mm. Have the child. You can take good care of yourself. That's it. And you'll meet somebody else when you feel that you are now ready for a relationship.
All right. Somebody that agrees with you, Kevin Lusenga, says she asked for a sperm. Well, she got it, guys. That's what she asked for. Why is she demanding more than what she asked for?
That's right. We have millions and millions and millions to spend.
Percy underscore Lefop says, Mr. lied to you, sister, just to get it from you. He loves his family and won't leave them. Find someone and definitely keep the baby. Menace underscore Limited. Anonymous must let it sink in that a man doesn't commit where he's not emotionally attached. Mm. She's just there as a hobby. Damn. Sabda underscore 2C says, Anonymous suffers from I demand what wasn't part of the planned syndrome.
Ish.
Damn. Miss underscore Spore says, let's be honest, Anonymous wanted a baby to save that relationship.
Yeah.
To Lim Sheng, who says, this lady must realize by now that this man is playing her, being in a similar situation, and she definitely will not win. D underscore Udiri Lemukali says, for a 35-year-old, she should know that she's being sold dreams, point blank. Period. Rixmix underscore SA. Anyways, the father will have to be present in the baby's life due to culture issues. It's a bloodline after all. Closing comments from you, Jay?
Look, these sort of relationships will always be there. I think just both parties, especially women, need to know why they're getting themselves into. You know, manage your expectations. You know, manage your expectations. Know exactly why you're sleeping with this person. Is it fun? Entertainment? Am I, you know, are you the stress reliever? Just know why you're sleeping with a person, because you're going to find yourself in such situations where now you're demanding emotional support. But this guy's like, yo.
Yeah, but, yeah. There's somebody, you know, that's saying the same thing. King underscore King says, you know, women need to stop asking for one thing. Then want the other thing. Anonymous, you only wanted a baby, not love. And then Kokeleto says, you will be shocked at arrangements that people refer to as relationships.
Arrangements, that's the key word. Just know, you know, just know what you're in it for. Just manage your expectations. That's it. You know, don't expect a married man to leave his wife. Trust me, guys, it's not going to happen.
He's not married.
Oh, okay. No, he's not.
Please, JJ, he's not married. Remember that. But anyway, that's where we're going to leave it at today. Ask Your Man was brought to you by Altruence. Will you save or get 400 Rand cash? SMS out, and we'll save you 400 Rand cash. SMS out to 40019. News coming up.